There is no life without water, because water is needed to make coffee. Anonymous. If this is coffee, please bring me some tea. But if this is tea, please bring me some coffee. Abraham Lincoln. Think about that one. Now, before you get too far into this and think that this is all about coffee, well, this is an episode that actually is about coffee, but even more so, it's about organization and prioritization. Now, you might be wondering, what in the heck is the connection between coffee and organization and prioritization? Well, you're going to have to listen to the episode to hear that connection, but I'm here to tell you that this is one of the most common things that I hear from new social workers and social workers who are just starting out or just considering becoming a social worker. The thing that they all fear or the thing that they are challenged with in the early part of their career is organization and the prioritization of the work. So that's precisely what this episode talks about, with a little mixing in of coffee, and you'll see what I'm talking about when you start to listen to the episode right about now. We write stuff on our calendar, we enter stuff on our digital calendar, and it's there, but do we always actually do the thing that we're supposed to do when we said we were going to do it? Hey everybody, how's it going again? This is Ernesto from Social Work Mentor, and I don't know when you're watching this or where you are in your part of the world, but for me, right now is actually my favorite time of day because it's my coffee time, my mid-afternoon coffee time, so there's nothing like that for me. There's nothing like that mid-afternoon jolt that I get from coffee, and it's really an important part of my day. I look forward to it during the morning, and it's actually so important that I probably would consider it to be part of my self-care that I do every day. Not only is it just a joy to have that break during the middle of my day, but it also, there's a bit of a social element, a social component, because usually if I'm in the office, I'm either sitting down with someone enjoying the coffee, or if I'm working from home, maybe I'm on a Zoom call or a phone call, just talking about things other than work, having coffee. And so it really is part of how I take care of myself in terms of the work that I do every day. And it is so important to me, actually, that I have it scheduled on my calendar every day at 2:45. That is my coffee time. So it's on my calendar. And in that way, I make sure that I recognize that it's important to me. It's a part of what I need to do, just as any other task that I do during the day. And so I do put it on my calendar. And the reason why I think that's important is because I really believe that we need to be intentional about scheduling our self-care. You know, a lot of us, we all talk the talk about our self-care and what we want to do, what we like to do. But I find that there are very few people in social work and in other similar professions that are really intentional about their self-care routines or their self-care needs. They take care of themselves when they can or if it's convenient, but they don't necessarily make intentional efforts to make sure that their self-care needs are met. Or so having things on your calendar, I would say, definitely is something that helps to keep you organized. So some of us may use old school pen and paper kind of written calendars, and that works for you. I myself use digital versions of calendars because that just works for me. But by virtue of the fact that I'm putting it on my calendar is a demonstration that thing is important to me. Remember that you really need to stay disciplined to whatever you put on your calendar. We write stuff on our calendar, we enter stuff on our digital calendar, and it's there. But do we always actually do the thing that we're supposed to do when we said we were going to do it? I think having a calendar is one step in your organization process, but really being disciplined to what your calendar is telling you is kind of like the next level. And that's sometimes easier said than done, because things come up. You know, I have my coffee time scheduled in the afternoon at a certain time, but I might be in a meeting that I wasn't expecting, or in the middle of something that I can't stop. And am I disciplined enough to stop what I'm doing to go by what my calendar says, coffee time? Or do I even have the ability always to, you know, stop that activity just because my calendar says it's afternoon coffee time? The real message that I want to convey here is that organization is one thing, discipline to that organization is another thing, but really that organization and that discipline is nothing in social work without prioritization. There, you know, we can enter a million things on our calendar, and it's always hard to decide when all those pop-ups start coming up, if you're using a digital calendar, of what we're going to put our attention to. And sometimes, you know, we put all these things on our calendar, obviously, because they're important. But if everything is important, if a cup of coffee is as important as returning a crisis phone call, as an emergency meeting with your boss, if all those things are equally important, then really none of them are important. So the ability, the skill, the tools that you need to be able to prioritize your different types of activity throughout the day is key, in my opinion, for any social worker to establish a system for themselves to organize their day, to figure out their work process, their workflow, and how they'll move from whatever time, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m, how they'll move from activity to activity to get the things done that they need to get done. That includes both mandatory compliance-related things to self-care things to, you know, the extracurricular kind of things that you want to do. All of that stuff takes organization, but more so than that, in my mind, it takes prioritization. You know, there are certain common activities that we can kind of anticipate that we will see in the work that we do. And that, you know, it may look different if you're doing school social work or child welfare, or you're out in the community doing some kind of interventions out in the community, whatever it looks like. There are some common types of activities that social workers or even other helping professionals do. And so we can begin to think about how we prioritize and then organize our day in terms of these kinds of categories of activities that we typically do as social workers. I'm actually developing a tool, a system, a product, if you will, to help other social workers to really be able to prioritize the work, prioritize and organize what they do. Because I've heard over and over again that many, especially new social workers, are struggling because there's so much to do. They feel overwhelmed. They can't get it all done. There's not enough time in the day. And so they really need a way to figure out, to decode, to decipher, what is their system. So I'm going to offer that out for free to people that contact me initially. Though after that, whatever that time period is, there's likely I'll probably have a little charge to it, because it's something that I'm devoting a lot of time and energy to develop. It will provide value to a lot of you, a lot of social workers out there who are trying to get a grasp on what they're doing and be able to spend family time and leisure time, and they need some tool to help them get this done. And so for me, there's a lot of value in that. And so there's likely to be a charge for it once I get past those initial free people that I will offer it to. So if you want to be considered for the free resource before I start charging for it, just let me know in the comments below this video. Just send me a message or direct message me and let me know. Or you can email me at info@socialworkmentor.com, and I'll be sure to get back to you and make sure that you're on that list of the people that will get the free tool when it's ready to go, as opposed to having to pay the charge for it once I completely roll it out to everyone else. So if you don't mind, my break time here is almost up, And I do need to get back to work here on this afternoon, but I'm going to finish up my coffee. And I will, after that, later on tonight, continue to work on this tool. Hopefully it will be helpful for you. So have a good day. Begin to think about how to organize your day, how to prioritize the work that you do. And we'll be in touch and continue to support each other here in the field of social work. I'll talk to you later, everybody. So that was it. That was the episode about coffee and organization. I hope you got the connection that I was making and really get the gist or the main point of what this episode was all about, which is that social work really requires some system of organization and or prioritization to be able to survive in most cases. Now, I mentioned in the episode that I am currently developing some assistance for social workers who are looking for a better way to organize, to prioritize and organize their work. And as I mentioned, if you're interested in getting a free version of that before I start charging for it, just slip me a message in any of my social media accounts, or you can email me at info@socialworkmentor.com. And again, you can find me on Social Work Mentor Facebook page or Instagram or Twitter, and that's where you can connect with me to get your free version when I come out with it of the organization and prioritization tool. So I hope this episode has caused you to think a little about how you organize and prioritize your work, and hopefully we can connect soon and I can get you out this tool to see if it can help you even more. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.